One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
I'm a professional writer and your resident lyricist.
And I'm a professional musician and your resident composer.
And together, we toss up a new song each week.
Using a random music genre.
And a random topic.
That's right. Using our proprietary, patented,
porous.
Industrial Strike Salad Spinner. We randomize over 500 music genres.
And hit the random article button on Wikipedia to get our topic.
Yeah, tell our listeners what we did last week, Shannon.
Last week, we wrote a art pop song.
Nice.
About a Russian cargo vessel.
There you go. You know, it's funny. We say last week and you at home are thinking, wow, yeah, Shannon has to remember a whole week ago what she did. No, this was 2 days ago. 2 days ago we recorded this episode.
My brain doesn't have that much temporary storage anymore. And so it just goes right out the window to make room for this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
all of the mental gymnastics that go into a new episode of Song Salad.
Oh, it's hard, guys.
I have to tell you, Megan was playing this like kind of crossword puzzle type app on her phone.
Uh-huh.
And one of the answers to one of the clues was salad spinner.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? We've made it to the zeitgeist.
Wow. If you think that's what that means. Yeah, gosh. You know what? The restaurant I went to tonight served salads.
Holy.
So.
Dare I say shit. That's amazing.
We're making it big. Salads, the new thing. Thanks to us.
On trend.
Yes.
Well, let's see what's in store for us this week as we fire up that famous salad spinner to generate our genre and topic.
Here we go.
We're writing a song this week in the style of...
Breakcore.
About... Lusty Lady.
Capital L, capital L.
Lusty Lady.
Let's table that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about breakcore.
Okay. But I don't want to.
I know. I want to really dive into Lusty Lady.
Oh, boy. Breakcore, I imagine it's some kind of hardcore genre.
Yeah.
Or some kind of like metal, maybe.
I feel like it's either metal or it's EDM. That's what all the cores are, right?
Right. I do know that like a break or a break beat is like an extended percussion or drum solo.
Well, that's what I was going to ask if you thought it related to break beats, which we've talked about a lot.
I would assume it does.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah, let's say it's some kind of metal or EDM with break beats. Maybe. Let's see if we're right.
Great.
Now, tell me about this lusty lady.
Lust be a lady tonight. Da-na-na-na-na. Lust be a lady tonight.
Come on, roll 'em. What's the matter?
Roll the dice.
Yeah.
Oh, now I want to go listen to Guys and Dolls. Oh, man. Okay. Lusty lady.
Mm.
Okay.
First sentence,
I'm also going to read like the clarification line.
Okay.
Which, so this is the sort of like disambiguation line that is sometimes at the top of Wikipedia articles when like one single term could refer to multiple different articles.
Cool.
So here's the disambiguation. For the magazine containing the bi-weekly sex related column, see Village Voice.
So it's not the magazine column, Lusty Lady.
It is not. Okay. All right, here we go. First sentence. The Lusty Lady is a pair of defunct peep show establishments, one in downtown Seattle and one in the North Beach District of San Francisco. Yes.
I've just put this Wikipedia article into a snifter and I'm moving it in a circle underneath my nose.
Just warming it up in your hand.
Mm.
Just opening the bouquet.
Just opening the bouquet of the Lusty Lady. It's making me so happy.
I can't wait. I think this is going to be really fun. The picture, can I just say the picture is the marquee outside of the Lusty Lady and it says, Happy Spanksgiving.
So. Happy early Thanksgiving, everyone. I know we are all ready to celebrate.
Yeah. here's your content warning for like anyone 14 and under, I'm going to guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, before we get back to the lusty lady, we got to do some research on breakcore.
Let's learn about it, y'all.
Here we go. It's breakcore.
We found some things that were different than I thought we would find.
Yeah. What surprised you the most?
That there's actually like a pretty salient classical influence. Mm-hmm. That's how many L's are in that word. On the genre.
Yeah, I was surprised by that too.
And I guess I also, well, I thought that there might be some original vocals at all in it.
Right.
It kind of seems like it's all sampling.
That's true. And I think that's what we're going to kind of have to either work with or emulate in our breakcore song.
Which we've done before.
Yeah, we've done a lot of songs where we've recorded ourselves saying or singing small snippets of things and then used those as samples over top of whatever electronic genre we're working in. So we could do something similar to that today, maybe.
Yeah, and I think that if you want the closest sort of analog for this genre, I know we talked about other cores that we've done, but actually Gabber Music, if you remember that, it was the song All Around the Finance Plots.
Who could forget?
It was about that biker guy or bike race. Anyway, but that's actually probably the closest cousin to this genre.
Sure. This is an electronic music genre from the mid-1990s that originated in the Netherlands, Germany, and the UK, and spread through the internet. It is a style of electronic dance music influenced by hardcore, jungle, digital hardcore, and industrial music. We've done industrial metal, too, before.
Yeah.
It's characterized by heavy kick drums, break beats, like we said, and a wide variety of sampled music from any genre, but particularly classical music, and all played at very high tempos.
Yes. The other thing that's kind of interesting about it is that apparently the most controversial thing about it is that it exists.
Now, why is that?
Yeah, okay. So this is under the characteristics section of Wikipedia. It says that it pulls so liberally from other more established musical genres, and there's not a consensus of what is and isn't breakcore. So that's why there is debate over whether or not it's even useful to call something breakcore.
Got it. Well, I think maybe we can touch more on that by talking about the break itself and break beats and what that means in the genre.
Great.
So when we talk about a break in music, I mentioned earlier, it's usually like a drum solo or like a break in a song where you just hear the drums. And breakcore actually most often uses one specific drum break and samples it and plays it at various tempos. And this is the drum break from a song called Amen, Brother, which was recorded by the Winstons in 1969. And here is a little bit of that song where you can hear what's before the drum break itself, and then a little bit of what's after the drum break. So here's what's called the Amen break. So this
makes a shout. Amen.
It does. It has been used so frequently. It is one of the most sampled recordings of all time. But the copyright owner of the Amen break, along with the rest of the song Amen Brother, has not received any royalties for it.
Oh, man.
They were not aware of its use until 1996, when an executive contacted them asking for the master tape. They dismissed its widespread use as plagiarism and said, Coleman, the drummer, his heart and soul went into that drum break. Now these guys copy and paste it to make millions.
Oh,
so
man.
Maybe that's another reason why the genre itself has a little bit of controversy, is because it's seen as musical plagiarism.
Yeah. Musical plagiarism spread through the internet.
Yeah.
especially like peer-to-peer music sharing, it seems like. It really like came up in that era of like, well,
Napster.
Like, Napster, LimeWire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think we should use this Amen break just to, you know, be true to the genre, but I'm going to feel bad about it. Just know that.
Great.
It had to be said.
Yeah.
So what else characterizes this genre? There are lots of hardcore heavy synthesizers, things called like acid basses, which are these like kind of grinding, rough sounding bass lines, hoovers, and Reese basses. Yeah, those are the ones that sound like vacuums.
Yeah.
And synthesizer techniques to compose sort of elaborate melodies and harmonies. And then also samples of things like string quartets and operatic classical singing and even other pop artists. So let's listen to an example.
Oh, yeah. We got to get examples.
Yeah. Let's listen to an artist named Venetian Snares.
Cool.
One of the most famous breakcore artists. And this is a song called Hajnal, I believe it's pronounced. H-A-J-N-A-L.
No idea.
And I only know that because I knew a girl with that name in college.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Here it is. Really cool.
Sorry, I'm still a little sick, guys.
No vocals in that one, but
yeah,
you can hear the melding of the break beats and the classical samples.
How about an example with some vocals?
Sure. Do you want classical or pop?
Let's go for pop.
Here is End User with a song called Under My Bed, and you can guess who the singer is that sampled here, listener. We'll give you 30 seconds. Go.
It was Bjork.
It was Bjork.
Yeah.
You were right. I'm sure you were right.
Yeah. And then we do have a sample with the classical vocals. Yeah?
Yeah. It sounds almost like classical vocals and then maybe a singer recorded some new stuff for this too, just because the vocal style kind of shifts
when
the breakbeats come in. But I'm not positive how it was produced. But here is a song called Tout Petit Monde. That's my French accent.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is your French accent.
How do you say that?
Tout petit moineau.
What does that mean?
The littlest sparrow.
Too little to me.
No, it sounds very dramatic.
Yeah, so this genre does seem to have a lot of drama, a lot of intensity. I think the End User song had maybe the most like darkness to it, but none of them sound too upbeat.
Can I read this really illustrative quote by Simon Reynolds of the New York Times?
Please do.
He described breakcore as combining rumbling bass lines, fidgety beats, and grainy ragga vocals, which come from the ragamuffin genre, to create a home listening surrogate for the bashment vibe of a Jamaican sound system party. Others within the genre, like et cetera, et cetera, some names of people we haven't talked about, hark back to rave's own early days, their music evoking the rowdy fervor of a time when huge crowds flailed their limbs to a barrage of abstract noise and convulsive rhythm. It's a poignant aural mirage of a time when techno music was made for the popular vanguard rather than a connoisseurial elite as it is today.
Cool.
I think that gives you a pretty good, like, centering of how you're supposed to experience this music.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
And then from the music production side of it, there's another quote I found about this genre having a cut and paste mentality. So I think that helps us sort of describe what we're going for here.
Cool.
So that's breakcore.
That's breakcore.
Just to list off some other notable artists in case you're familiar with them or want to look them up, there's Alec Empire, The Flashbulb, DJ Donna Summer, also known as Jason Forrest, Hecate, Igloo Host, Kid 606, Nero's Day at Disneyland, Square Pusher, and Aphex Twin.
I hate to correct you.
What?
But it's Igloo Ghost, not Igloo Host.
Oh, I missed the other G. Igloo Ghost.
Yeah.
Well,
is it time for the Lusty Lady?
I think it's time for the Lusty Lady.
Has our snifter aerated sufficiently?
It is ready to drink. But first.
Yeah?
We got to get that lettuce.
We do. We've got a sponsor this week, and hey, it's Dashlane.
Dashlane. Tell me about it, Shannon.
Dashlane is a password manager and digital security app. You can download it on your phone or your computer or both.
That's what I do.
And it saves your passwords and login credentials and your personal info and your payment info as you browse and as you check out and like as you use them. And that way, the next time you need them, the app remembers them and fills them in for you.
Yes, and it syncs across all your devices, so it saves these passwords anywhere you go. And for new accounts, it suggests and replaces passwords with super strong ones.
Basically, it makes all the little annoyances of your routine everyday online life feel a lot simpler and smoother.
So go to dashlane.com/songsalad, download the product, and use premium free for 30 days.
And if you love it, you can use code SONGSALAD at checkout for 10% off premium. So as always...
As twice,
we're going to end with the classic Dashlane jingle in the style of breakcore. And since this genre doesn't have lyrics, really, we're going to sample a Dashlane commercial.
Which you wrote, Shannon, yes?
Yeah, so it's totally fair game because I actually did write the commercial. So these are my words still. We're just sampling them and using them in this jingle.
Here's that jingle.
Download the Dashlane Password Manager now to start your simpler, safer digital life.
Lusty lady time?
Lusty lady time.
Lusty ladies. La 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 la. Damn it. I didn't think of more lyrics other than lusty ladies.
Well, that's the important one.
It's true. How many more musical theater references of this lyric can we like get in, do you think?
Of the words lusty lady?
Yes.
A lot, I assume.
Oh, good.
You want to just start doing that for the rest of the show?
I mean, it sounds kind of nice.
That's why the lady is lusty.
Lusty ladies.
Fascinating. You already did lusty lady.
I know. So that's good. So that's done.
Is this from a musical? Lusty ladies night.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyway.
Who knew that this article would actually be inspiring and emotional?
Yeah, honestly, like, how cool is this topic? Really and truly.
Well, they don't know yet. Let's tell them.
Yeah. Bring your 14-year-olds and under back. It's not going to be terrible.
No.
Okay, so like we said, two different peep show establishments, one in Seattle, one in San Francisco. The whole thing that they did. Their whole deal, in addition to 24/7 private pornographic film viewing that they had
booths.
In like private booths. They also had nude dancers mm-hmm. in like these sort of glass walled enclosures, which you could sit in a private booth and watch the woman dance.
And you'd pay by the minute.
Yes.
And the VIP booths were places where you could give instruction to the ladies on how to dance, and you could tip them extra as they were dancing.
You could also pay for, what was it called, a double lady feature or something like that?
I think it was just called double trouble.
Oh, double trouble. That's what it was. And
double lady feature. Extra lusty.
I'd like to order a lusty lady with extra lusty. Thank you. But yeah, you could like pay for two ladies to...
two lusty ladies.
Yeah. To dance for you together.
So the
cool thing
is that in 1997, the San Francisco branch became the first and only, as of 2009, successfully unionized sex business in the United States.
Yeah. So the San Francisco up until then. The San Francisco and Seattle branches were owned by the same company. And then in that year, the San Francisco franchise was bought by the strippers working there. And they managed it as a worker cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
They bought it for $400,000.
Wow.
And the revenue was almost $3 million in 1996. It fell by 40% by 2003.
Oof.
And the monthly rent was already up to over $13,000 and had doubled over the preceding 3 years. So the club went out of business in 2013.
Yeah. And the Seattle one went out of business in 2010, I believe.
But that, I think, was because of pressure from other construction around it, right?
Well, they actually resisted one attempt to knock it down, and instead they like sold the air rights above it or something.
Oh, right.
But they cited the rise of and availability of internet porn as one of the reasons. But they were, especially in Seattle, it seems like, were known as a kind of neighborhood fixture.
And one of the reasons was their marquee. So we read earlier that they had Happy Spanksgiving up on the marquee.
Yes.
In this example on Wikipedia. But I Googled Lusty Lady Marquees and found a whole bunch more fun puns
that
they
goodness.
Put up here. So today is my good day.
Your good day.
Scott's very good lusty day.
Lusty pun day.
There are things like a lot of movie puns,
yeah.
Movie title puns, but... Clash of the Tight Buns, The Skirt Locker. They also have All Clothing 100% Off. Beat It, Just Beat It. We Take Off More Than Boeing. Pirates Keep Their Booty Here. It's a Bear Market.
Thanks for the Mammaries.
Into Pants Day. Happy Nude Year.
Check Our Stimulus Package.
The Devil Wears Nada. Revenge of the Stiff. They also, it looks like when they closed, it said, wank you for 25 years.
apparently, whenever they did sell the air rights and they resisted the developer who was trying to knock them down, the marquee read, we're open, not clothed.
I feel like I missed my true calling in life, which was to be like a marquee pun artist. Erectoral College. I mean, come on.
Apparently, the Seattle location of the Lusty Lady was across the street, directly across the street from the Seattle Art Museum.
Yes.
And the marquee would often be changed to like comment on the current exhibits.
Oh, that probably explains this one that I saw, which says Probing Art by Crystal Barbere.
Yeah. I'm sure. Oh, very good.
Probing.
I like places like this that don't take themselves too seriously.
Yeah, and actually one of the nice things is that after this place closed, the marquee was acquired by the Museum of History and Industry and is now on display in the South Lake Union neighborhood of Seattle. So in addition to the marquee being put in a museum, there were also a lot of books written about this place. And NPR's program All Things Considered did a story focusing on the Peep Show's history and the relationship to the broader downtown Seattle community right after they closed. So pretty cool.
Speaking of the Peep Show.
Tell me about the Peep Show.
In January 2010, something happened at the Seattle location. Police arrested a peeping Tom who had climbed up from one of the private viewing booths onto the ceiling crawl space overhead and then partially crashed through the glass ceiling above the stage.
Oh my God.
Also, I just have to say that the cosmic irony of a naked woman dancing in a room with a glass ceiling is not lost on me.
And a man crashed through it. The wrong direction.
Yep. I hope no one was hurt because that sounds like it could have been very bad.
Except for Tom.
Yes. Except for that peeping Tom.
So that's the Lusty Lady.
I love it so much.
That's great.
What's our sexiest song?
So Shannon has an idea to sample one of our own existing Song Salad songs as the vocal for our breakcore piece.
Right?
So I think it's a great idea instead of recording something new. So we do have our song about the shadow ladies.
Right.
Dancing on the side of that building in Miami.
Right.
We also have a song sung by a lady called Bus Stop Bros, but that's not really about ladies.
That was, I sang that song. That would be me. Shadow Ladies is number 46, okay. If you want to check that out.
What was that genre?
Makossa.
Oh, yes, Makossa. What other lady songs do we have?
Or just like sexy songs. Doesn't have to be lady songs. We had I Cocked My Love by Don't Mess With Sexist.
Oh, that was sexy.
That was our cowpunk song.
Wait, didn't we have Cock Rock?
We did. There was also Sexy Space Death Rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
The Psychobilly song.
We could just sample anywhere we say the word sexy.
That's true. Yeah, Cock Rock was Cockservation number 94. Oh.
Do you like big trains? Yep.
We have fun here.
We have fun.
We do.
Okay. All right. We'll have to look through this list a little more in depth and figure out exactly what we want to pull. But I think some mixture of singing about dancing people and ladies and some pulling of our vocals just saying things about sex is probably going to work.
We should like read the marquees.
Oh, yeah.
What if we did? What if we like sampled us reading the marquees?
That'd be good, too.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, so we'll do that. And then we'll get our amen break for the drum beat backing. And then I'll add some synthesizers and fun classical music influences.
Sounds great. My job's done.
Great work this week, Shannon.
Thank you.
Really put in your effort.
No. I'll comb through lyrics. I'll do it for you. I'll comb through. I'll take a peek, you know.
Like a lice comb. Okay, here we go. I think we have a plan.
We do.
So we're going to sample vocals from episodes like Shadow Ladies, which we mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Are You Parsexual? Damn, You're a Big Wet Wall.
Young and Hot and Raising Hell.
Mulch Me. Basically any song where we talk about
doing it
relationships,
love, like lusty love,
anything explicitly sexy.
Yeah,
a lot of those other titles we mentioned earlier as possibilities don't really have lyrics that reflect what we need.
Yeah, true.
But those ones will have a good amount of lyrical content to draw from.
And I cannot recommend enough getting yourself a fan like Vince Colosimo, who made this episode possible, really and truly, because we were able to very easily search our wiki fandom page for sexy sounding titles.
Yes.
So if you want to check it out and see, like, if you want to just like browse things that you might be interested in, it's songsalad.fandom.com.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks.
So we'll do those clips. We'll also do recordings of ourselves saying some of our favorite marquees from The Lusty Lady.
Yeah.
And musically, we're going to have that Amen breakbeat, which I've changed the tempo of and filtered and processed a little bit. So here's what it sounds like now.
Okay.
We'll have some other drum beats in there as well, just to kind of make the percussion sound busy and full. And we'll have some classical sounding music. I'm going to do some like more quote unquote original classical music. I don't want to like draw from a specific piece because I don't think there's anything that necessarily connects.
You're going to compose some classical music for this?
Or use some like stock classical music from Logic.
I see what you're saying.
You know,
got it.
You know what I mean? Just not like, I'm not using like Rachmaninoff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So here's a little bit of the classical music on its own.
Cool.
And then some pretty rough sounding synth bass and synthesizer risers and effect kind of sound. So here's a smattering of those.
Cool. I think like the feel that we're going for, because I think we're just going to kind of, to be totally transparent, everybody.
Whoa.
We're just going to try to play with some of these lyrics and see what works.
Yeah.
Rather than like choosing in advance, like which things we're going to put in the song, because I think that goes with this kind of spirit of like playful spontaneity that the Lusty Lady seems to have.
And the cut and paste mentality of the breakcore genre.
Exactly. Yes.
So we're not trying to tell a story here. We're just trying to evoke something.
Yeah. Lust. Fun lust.
Fun lust. Now, what should we call this song?
Can we call it Toss My Salad?
Oh my God.
I take it back. Don't let your 14-year-old and under listen to this. Sorry, guys. But like, it kind of actually works really well as like if you take it in the like literal meaning and not the like innuendo meaning,
right?
It like we are kind of making a salad out of all these different songs and parts.
This is a very meta episode.
It is very meta.
But also it's like one of the puns that would be on the marquee. So
yes. If we were doing a marquee of our show, a sexy marquee of our show would be Toss My Salad.
Okay. I'm on board.
Okay, great.
Let's commit.
I'm so glad you're on board.
Here is Toss My Salad.
I'm going to isolate that audio clip.
Yeah, that's recorded forever. Yep. Can't get into politics now.
Nope. A breakcore song.
About Lusty Lady.
A peep show establishment.
By Shannon and Scott.
Pirates keep their booty here. Pirates keep their booty here.
The devil wears nada. The devil wears nada.
Dangerous curves ahead.
I saw a little boy stick a finger in your hole.
Your booty all night long.
Sexy, daddy.
Dance. Shuttling is looking right.
Have you ever found decimal points sexy, baby? Yeah, me neither.
Gratuitous bikini
covering my body.
Yeah, cock my love. Gonna fire it all on you.
Spank a wanker. Spank a wanker. Spank a wanker.
We're young and hot and raising hell.
The temple of boom.
Are you bisexual?
It was a very interesting exercise going through trying to find our sexiest clips. We're not a very sexy show.
No, we're also not very sexy people.
No, we're not.
I just have to put that out there. Our vibe is not sexy.
It's not what you'd call sexy.
No.
Or lusty.
No, not at all.
Well, hopefully we did these lusty ladies justice.
Lusty lady justice is like a good... I love the assonance in that.
And breakcore is fun.
It is fun. It's high energy without feeling...
manic.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of manic, but like in the way that I think some EDM genres really just like, woof, wear me out.
Yeah, it's not that kind of a genre where it's all about consistent tempo, consistent thick texture of sound, yeah, just to like have a wall of something blasting at you.
That you can like dance to for hours while you're like messed up on ecstasy.
Yeah, it seems like the DJs, then the producers that create breakcore, are doing it for artistic reasons.
Yeah.
And probably have a lot of thought and care put into what samples they're using, when and why. So it's kind of a cool thing. Whether or not it's plagiarism is another story, but we don't really get into those kinds of things in this show, I guess.
We plagiarized ourselves like 18 different ways
this
show.
It's okay to plagiarize yourself.
True. Stand by it.
If you enjoyed this, you may enjoy more episodes from us in our back catalog. You may not have heard some of the songs that we referenced in this episode, so please go back and check them out. You can find our entire discography, I was going to say, but our entire list of episodes on our website, songsaladpodcast.com. You can access them all on SoundCloud or on your favorite podcatcher, as Shannon likes to say.
It's not just me.
She loves that term she invented.
I didn't invent it. It's a thing. I do think it's extremely clever, though.
Mm.
Isn't it?
It is. But it's more of like a pod producer, pod giver than a pod catcher.
A pod giver.
Pod thrower.
The pod giver and the pod taketh away.
Pod faucet.
Pod faucet.
Pod fountain.
Oh, my God. On your favorite pod fountain is what I'm going to say from now on.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Yes. If you would like to, I don't know, interact with us more, you can find us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast. You can go on Facebook to Song Salad Podcast - the produce section. We'd love to welcome you there into our weird kid lunch table. And if you want to support the show, you can become a Patreon donor at $2, $5, or $10 a month by going to patreon.com/songsalad. You can also support the show by going to dashlane.com/songsalad and trying out Dashlane. And not just because I work for them, thanks.
Sure. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And this has been Song Salad.
Eat your
literal salad. Literal, like the lettuce kind. Or whatever. We don't kink shame.
Yeah, do whatever. Oh.